ओम शांति। 28 जनवरी 1981 अव्यक्त मुरली। ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ योर कर्मातीत स्टेज द मोमेंट यू हैव अ थॉट इट शुड रीच विद इन अ सेकेंड। इट विल बी देयर एज दो यू सेड समथिंग एंड दे हर्ड इट पर्सनली एट द सेम टाइम। यू विल हैव मेनी एक्सपीरियंसेस ऑफ दिस एंड देयर विल ऑल्सो बी द न्यूज ऑफ अदर्स हैविंग सच एक्सपीरियंसेस। There will be visions and whatever you think will happen practically. You must now increase this speciality. The efforts of you Maharatis now specially lies in practicing this. One moment you are a Karma Yogi and the next moment you are in your Karmatit stage. Whilst being anywhere, you can cooperate in service elsewhere through your thoughts. This is the Murli of 28th January 1981. Baba is talking with Didi and Dadi. And I think we have revised this Murli recently. On the basis of your Karmatit stage, the moment you have a thought, it should reach within a second. It will be there as though you said something and they heard it personally at the same time. You will have many experiences of this. Sakshatkar. And there will also be news of others having such experiences. There will be visions. And whatever you think will happen practically. Sankalp Siddhi. You must now increase this speciality. Which speciality? Sakshatkar and Sankalp Siddhi. Visions and whatever you think will happen practically. The effort of you Maharatis now lies in practicing this. One moment you are Karma Yogi and the next moment you are in your Karmatit stage. Whilst being anywhere, you can cooperate in service elsewhere through your thoughts. Baba is telling, you are here. You say something and that will reach those souls who are far away. You are here. At one moment you are Karma Yogi and another moment you are Karmatit. You will say something, people will have visions. You will also have visions, they will also have visions. At the same time, whatever you thought, that will materialize. That will come into practice. That will translate into reality. That is known as Sankalp Siddhi. In Indian scripture, they describe three types of Siddhis. First is Sankalp Siddhi. Second is Vak Siddhi. And third is Karma Siddhi. What is Sankalp Siddhi and what is Vak Siddhi and what is Karma Siddhi? Baba is talking here about Sankalp Siddhi. The first is that you have a thought and it turns into reality. That is known as Sankalp Siddhi. Another is Vak Siddhi. Vak Siddhi is you say something and that comes true. Third is Karma Siddhi. You do any work and that is met with success. But for all the three things, what are the prerequisites? What we should do that whatever thought we have in our mind that goes and becomes reality. What we should do that whatever we speak that goes and happens. What we should do that whichever work we touch, that meets with success. That work may be seva, that work may be anything. So first we will come to Sankalp Siddhi. This is not a new concept. People have been practicing this since time immemorial. There are different methods to do this Sankalp Siddhi, and one of the best method they tell is Maun Vrat, vow of silence. This Maun Vrat, this pledge of silence, helps you to go within yourself, helps one to understand his own reality. And gradually, so much clutter of thoughts which is happening within the inner consciousness that is reduced. Mind is decluttered. And then whatever you think, that comes to pass. Whatever you think, that is translated into reality. Thoughts become so powerful. Thoughts become so concentrated, so much focused. Now, the number of waste thoughts automatically reduce. The number of worldly thoughts reduce. And after the reduction of these number of thoughts, whatever thoughts you have, they are very less. And gradually they start becoming productive. We can divide our thoughts into two, productive and non-productive. Productive thoughts, they impart us something. Non-productive thoughts, they keep on coming and going. They have no bearing with our spiritual progress. So in order to have sankalpa siddhi, first thing is, our thoughts should become very powerful, our thoughts should become less, and all this will happen only in that stage of silence. Unless and until we become silent, unless and until we retire into ourselves, unless and until we seek solitude, all these things are not going to happen. Spirituality means three things: silence, solitude and introspection. Without these three things, spirituality cannot occur. Unless and until you become silent, unless and until you become introvert, unless and until you retire into a deep solitude, ekant, maun, antarmukta, these are the three prerequisites for an ideal spiritual life. So when these, on the backdrop of these three things, when thoughts arise, each and every thought becomes powerful, each and every thought is laced with positive energy, each and every thought is productive, and gradually you get rid of all the waste and the negative. And from where you will get these thoughts? Of course, from all the Avyakta Murlis, all the Sakar Murlis. But you have to make that thought your own. You have to make that thought your own. It's there in the Murli, but you have to extract it from the Murli and implant it. As if mind is a soil, the thought is a seed. Take it from there, implant it, let it go deep within, and then the tree will arise. This is not a one-day game. To silence the mind, to still the mind, and to have productive thoughts in it. But persistent practice will definitely help. So, in order to have sankalpa siddhi, lot of attention should be paid to our thoughts. What thoughts are coming? From where they are coming? From where they are stemming? What is their source? Is it a vicious one? Is it a negative one? Is it a waste? What it is? From where it is arising? If it is a waste, is it a thought of doubt? It is a thought of self-victimization? Is it a thought of inferiority complex? Is it a thought of jealousy? It is a thought of doubt, suspicion? It's a thought of assumption, anuman? What it is? And from where it is arising? What is that original source? Why I am playing the victim card? Self-blame, blaming others. Blaming and praising at the same time. Sometimes blaming, sometimes praising. Why this bipolar tendency of the mind? From where all these things are arising? From where all this sensitivity is arising that you cannot tolerate a single word said to you by others why the mind becomes like that touch me not flower. From where this sensitivity is arising, from where this depression is arising, from where this despondency is arising, what is the source? What is the source? Why all of a sudden attachment develops, and why all of a sudden repulsion develops, akarshan and vikarshan? Sometimes we are attached to some person and sometimes we are detached from some person. Even in the attachment, blame game. How to call it love? Is it love? All these varying emotions, we were yesterday discussing about vrittis. Vrittis are different fluctuations, different modifications that are happening in chitta. Consciousness, all this ripples are getting produced. They rise and they go away. So long as these things are there, so long as these fluctuations are there, so long as these upheavals are there, how can we become stable? How can we become calm? And how our thoughts come to the stage of sankalp siddhi? It's not possible. First of all, to stabilize these thoughts. Just to watch them from where they are coming. There must be something. There must be some source. Probably in childhood. Some childhood trauma. From there it is arising. Probably from previous births. Probably as a child we are neglected. Probably from those school days, where other classmates bullied you, teased you, made fun of you, probably from some deep inferiority. And that's why this desire for superiority now. Actually, a religious mind is a non-ambitious mind. To have too much of ambitions suggests inferiority complex. Probably you are neglected. Probably nobody paid attention to you in the childhood. That is why now we want to fill up that vacuum with this ambitions. I want this, I want that. My name should be here, my name should be there. This is an indirect result of that same inferiority which is there, gnawing your spirits. So, just to see all the thoughts and what is the quality of these thoughts, we should be able to detach ourselves and see our thoughts. These are my thoughts. Which category they come? Do they come under inferiority complex, superiority complex? Do they come under thoughts of depression? Do they come under thoughts of assumptions? Do they come under thoughts of self-guilt, self-dejection? Do they come under the thoughts, under the category of self-denial? Which category they are? We need to find out. And this work cannot be done without silence, solitude and introversion. That's why I said these three things are the sine qua non of spiritual life. These are the underpinnings, the basis, the support on which the edifice of spiritual life is erected. Without these three things, it is not possible. Because we need to categorize. First of all, if this thought is arising, what is it? Is it an elevated thought? It is a selfless thought? Is it as per the Srimad? It is Manmat or it is Parmat? What it is? Or it is my hallucination which is happening and I want to justify and rationalize it. But probably it is just a hallucination. That's happening. It has no bearing with reality. It has no touch with reality. It is just arising from the bed of that past hurt, past trauma, past suffering, past misery, past agony, past torture. Or is that it has it become a habit? This blame game, has it become a habit? This blaming oneself, this torturing one's own soul, this putting one's own mind behind the bars of suffering. What is it? It's such a difficult task. It's such an intricate task. But yes, we have to do it. It's a hard nut to crack, but we have to do it. Because no one else can do this for us. Because no one else knows us more than what we know ourselves. That is why. Retire in solitude. Retire in silence. And try to know what are these thoughts. From where they are arising. These are all vrittis. Chitta vrittis. They are just like ripples. There must be something. Where is that stone? Who has thrown that stone? It's very important to realize always that we do not know anything. It is also very important, Mahatma Buddha had said one very good thing. He said that when I point you, this is moon, don't think that my hand is moon. I am just pointing you. You ask me where is moon, I am telling you this is moon. Don't consider my hand as moon. So when Baba is telling us this is truth, he is just giving us direction. This is truth. You have to reach that truth. You have to reach that ultimate reality. And there are so many instrument souls he has created to tell you that this is moon. But don't think those instrument souls as moon. They may be dadis, even Brahma for that matter. These are all hands. Moon is different. We have to reach that ultimate reality. So, first is Sankalp Siddhi. Sankalp Siddhi will come when we pay attention to our thoughts. When we are able to categorize our thoughts and when we find it and when we finally diagnose it, yes, this is the thought of inferiority complex. The next step is debugging. In computer science, they use one word debug. To remove the bug, to remove the virus, to format it. Debugging. The next step would be debugging. Remove that virus. But it takes a lot of courage to label oneself with some disease. Others label, that's very easy. But to label oneself, yes, this thought of mine is a thought of self-guilt. And so long as this thought is there with me, I cannot progress in spiritual life. So long as this thought of superiority complex is there in me, I cannot progress in spiritual life. That is why, what are the viruses? Diagnose them. And this self-checking is nothing but troubleshooting. In computer science, they have troubleshooters. Troubleshooting. Finding where the shoe is pinching. And fixing it. Correcting it. Removing that virus. But first step should be the diagnosis. Otherwise it will not occur. So Sankalp Siddhi. Second is Vak Siddhi. How it will happen that whatever we say becomes reality? This is a sadhana. They say in scripture that if some person speaks truth for 12 years, not a single falsehood, then whatever he says becomes truth. You must have heard Dadi Prakashmani used to say that she has never spoken untruth. She has never practiced falsehood any time in her life. That takes a lot of courage to say. And only person who has done it can say this. Truth is God. Mahatma Gandhi has said, I don't know whether God is truth or not. But I know that truth is God. Truth has that power. Truth has that energy. So, to attain Vak Siddhi, we need the Aadhar, the support of Satya, truth. Without that truth, this Vak Siddhi is not going to arise. The very basis, the very underpinnings of Vak Siddhi is truth. That is one. Second, how can we attain the state of Vak Siddhi? That whatever we speak come to pass. Whatever we speak translate into reality. Whatever we speak sees the horizon of truth, sees the horizon of practicality. This will happen only if that truth is spoken with that conviction, if that truth is spoken with that determination, if that truth is spoken with that purity, then only it will come to pass, otherwise not. And as I said, this is not a new thing. This has been going on since Dwapar, since Copper Age. People have been trying this Vak Siddhi. And there are many who have reached the pinnacle of this. Baba is here talking with Didi and Dadi. And he's telling them, that is in 1981, that whatever you say, even before that person is here, that words will reach to that person. Your thoughts will reach to people, your words will reach to people. They talk of clairaudience and clairvoyance. This is something very much like this. These are all the siddhis of yogas which you attain. And third is karma siddhi. Karma siddhi is whatever you do, that meets with success. But what is your feeling and what is your attitude behind that? Is there some selfish interest? Is there some wasted interest? When one is devoid of everything, all such inferior motives, then whatever is done, that attains success. So that is karma siddhi. Whatever actions you do, they are met with success. Because each and every action is so elevated, so selfless, and arising out of humility. There is no feeling of, I am teacher, I am doing Sunday's Murli. This feeling is not there. Why the success? There is no success in service? Because this feeling is always there, I am teacher, I have done this. Baba said, the more humble you become and more you have that feeling of instrument, drum this one word, instrument, into your brain. This is the basis of all spirituality. What? Drum this, ingrain it, just fill it, so much, only one word, instrument, 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 instrument. I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument. I am not the doer, I am just an instrument. This one word. So, three types of siddhis we talked about. First is Sankalp Siddhi, second is Vak Siddhi, and third is Karma Siddhi. And three things are important for this. One is silence, second is solitude, and third is introspection. Just I will narrate a small Zen story and I will end this talk. There was once a very small child who used to stay in Zen monastery. And in that Zen monastery, many people used to come, and the master was always sitting and very calm and quiet. One day that child thought, I should also ask some question. And that child comes in the morning and sits in front of that master and bows down and tells the master, Master, I want to ask one question. Master feels this child is just trying to mimic or imitate others, because he keeps on seeing whole day many seekers are coming. So he asks him, what do you want to ask? The child says, I want to know the truth. So master feels, yes, he might be just joking, but he tells him, if you want to know the truth, you will have to hear that sound, that voice. You usually hear clapping with two hands. When you will start hearing the voice of one hand, clapping of one hand, that time you will attain sikh. Go and now meditate. The child goes away and he starts meditating. And meditating, he suddenly hears one Jesha. Jesha is one girl that is in Japanese, who performs, who is an artist, who sings, who dances. They are known as Jesha. So he hears one Jesha girl singing and dancing. And he feels, yes, this is that voice of one hand, clap. He comes back to his master and tells, I have heard that sound. What is it? He says, it is the Jesha who is singing. Master says, not so, go and meditate again. The child goes back and he starts meditating. He doesn't come for 3 days. After 3 days he comes. In that 3 days he hears the dribbling of those water, of rain. He comes back and says, yes, I have heard that sound of one hand clap. And that is the dribbling of the rain, the falling of the rain. Master said, oh no, this is not. Go and meditate again. So child goes away. He doesn't come for weeks together. And one day, while he was meditating, the child hears the songs of the birds. And he comes back running and tells, yes, I have heard that sound. It's a bird song. Master says, no. This time, child goes back. And master says, go and meditate again. The child goes and doesn't come back for more than a year. This time the master goes and seeks that child. Where is that child? Where it is? And he finds that that child is meditating under the tree. The master sits near him. Whole day he sits, hours pass by. Evening. Now this time child is so calm. Child is so silent. Sometimes his even body is quivering. But he has attained that state of silence as if he has heard that voice of the unmanifest. He opens the eyes and he asks his master, is this that? Master says, yes, this is. This is the sound of one hand clap. When you penetrate within yourself, when you go within yourself, when you touch that inner chord, when you touch that anhadanad, when your being is in harmony with this entire being, when the universe and you are vibrating at the same wavelength, that moment of spirituality, that touch of spiritual bliss is the culmination, is the zenith of spiritual life, they say. So, penetrate within, go within, seek within, here lies the soul. All literature, all words, they fall down. Nothing remains in that stage of silence. And from there, the spring of spirituality, from there the bliss of, the rain of this supernatural bliss flows. So, today's homework is these three things. Sankalp Siddhi, second Vak Siddhi, and third Karma Siddhi. Whatever thoughts we have, categorize them. Are they becoming powerful? Are they translating into reality? Second, whatever I speak, that should be truth. This is not a very new chapter in spiritual life. Everybody has taught this. But still somehow we try to modify. We try to tamper with truth. We try to change its form. And we use many Gyan-yukta words. Yukti, yukta, and so many things to justify ourselves. And third is karma siddhi. Whatever we do, whatever seva, pour your entire soul into that work. Only that work should remain then. Only that seva should remain. And then such outpouring into that work leads to success. Om Shanti.